hammer is not worth the $1,000, but since you put it down for a mashkin on the chayiv, if you lose that mashkin, it's like you lost your $1,000. That's Shmuel's halacha. So that's the machlokes. Do we say you chayiv on those things, you lose out those things or not? So Mur says no. Iba de loy shavi mashkin shir zuzi. If we're talking about that this mashkin is not worth the value of the loan, I tell you, really could be the kuliyama leslo de Shmuel. Everybody would hold not like Shmuel. That avad, if you lose it, you do not lose out your money. We do not say in this mashkin is the money. The mashkin is not worth the money. Avad, we won't say that svara. The Rashi says, "Til Rabbi Lezer loy master klum ugar kivein the master like neged a mashkin." We all be shoyim mechinim you put it completely. Like Rabbi Kiv, you're shoyim asacha. You only chayiv the value of the mashkin, but not more. If the mashkin is worth $20, you lose out 20, but not more. That everybody would hold. Rather, Bachar over here, the dishavi shezuzi. We're talking about no. This mashkin that the malva took was worth $1,000. If I lent you $1,000, we're talking about now I took back a mashkin also worth $1,000, and this mashkin got lost. And the question, if you're a shoy mechinim or a shoy mesachar, are you chayiv or not? The kamiflagi b'du Rabbi Yitzchak. The machlokes is in the din of Rabbi Yitzchak that the Yomer Rabbi Yitzchak of Yitzchak says, Mina yin lebal choyv, shekoyna mashkin. How do we know a bal choyv is koyna the mashkin? Shenema, the posik says, ulucho tia tzedaka. It says, the Torah says, if you take a mashkin, let's say take a pillow from mashkin. So at night you're supposed to give it back to him. And it says, when you give it back to him, you get tzedaka for giving it back. Now, imeino koyna mashkin, if the malva doesn't have a kinyan in the mashkin, then stuck him in ole. Why do you get stuck by giving it back? It's his. It's his pillow. What kind of stuck would you get by giving back his pillow? Elamai, it's a raya no. When the malva took the mashkin, he has a kinyan in the mashkin. It's like his pillow now. So therefore, the Torah says, be nice and do stucco and give it back to him at night. Since he doesn't have a pillow to sleep with at night, his tzus laila, give it back to him at night. But if you do that, luchot yitzdukka. So therefore, you have a kinyan in the mashkin. Therefore, if you lose the mashkin, you're chayiv. So to be it, inayna kareina mashkin, stokim in ole. How do you have stok here? Mikan, from here is a proof, lebal chayiv shakareina mashkin. That's Rav Yitzchak's halacha. So maybe that's the machlokes here. If you're old, you're like a shoy mesach, you're chayiv, you're like Rav Yitzchak. And you're blessed, it holds you on your shoy mechinem, adyaz on Rav Yitzchak. So when I said, but tizbrad, is that a svara? Hey, modi yomer Rav Yitzchak, when does Rav Yitzchak say his halacha? The mashkanoi shloi b'shas avosai. Only a mashkin you took, not at the time of the loan. You took it later on. That means first I lent you $1,000. And then later, a month later, I came to collect. And you didn't pay me up. So I went down to Bezdin. And Bezdin took away a mashkin from you. That mashkin's a strong mashkin. There I have a kinyan in it. Ava mashkanoi b'shas avosai. But after the beginning, when I first lent you the money, if I took a mashkin right away, that's not in front of Bezdin, that's not so strong. Mi yomer. Did Rav Yitzchak say over there that you have a kinyan in it? And here we're talking about now a mashkin b'shas halvo. Therefore the Gemara says, Ela rather, mashkonoi shaloi b'shas halvo soy. When you made a mashkin, not at the time of the halvo, again, first later on when you went to collect your money, and they didn't pay you. So you went to Bezdin, and Bezdin took away your mashkin. I tell you, kuliyal mislud Rav Yitzchak. Everybody agrees then to Rav Yitzchak, that then that mashkin, you have a kinyan in the mashkin, and if you lose it, you lose your money. Here the machlokes says, when you have a mashkin you took at the time when you lent him the money, you took a mashkin. And the machlokes over here is, what is the halacha of a regular shomer aveda? In other words, a shomer mashkin has the same halacha of a shomer aveda. If you're watching an aveda, you found something. There's a mitzvah sashava. If you're watching it for the owner, what halacha do you have? The Yitma was not like this. Shomer aveda. Rabbi Roma k'shomer mechinam. Rabbi says you're on your shomer mechinam. You're not getting paid for it. The Torah tells you to watch it. You're a shomer mechinam. Rabbi Yosef amanah k'shomer sachar. And why? The Gemara explains because it's proof to Rabbi Yosef that the time when you're doing the mitzvah, if a noni would come to you and ask you for tzedakah, you're potter from giving him tzedakah. So because of this mitzvah, you gain money. So because of that gain, you're called the shomer sachar. So the same thing applies by a mashkin halvor. When you lend somebody money doing a mitzvah, So the Shashi learned to give money. If another Ani comes, you don't have to give him money then. So as proof that Rabbi Yosef did the call the Shreim Asachar here also. So Gemara says, if so, Lema, let's say, but the Rabbi Yosef, Tanoihi. Then Rabbi Yosef's halacha is a machlekes Tanoim. Lema, the Rabbi Yosef, Tanoihi. It comes out, that's the machlekes for Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer holds a mashkin is only a Shreim Echinam. So then he argues on Rabbi Yosef. So Gemara says, maybe no. Loi. No, it's not true. I tell you, by regular Shema Raveda, when you find an Aveda in the street, and you pick it up and you're watching it for the owner, everybody agrees, Shema Raveda is Shema Sachadami. Fruit of the Rabbi Yosef is called like you have enjoyment, you're getting payment for your Shema Sacha. That's the Machlekes. So Rashi learns, the Malva Tzorach L'Mashkin, I mean, L'Shtamers Boy. The Malva that takes the Mashkin, can he use the Mashkin? Does he use it? And the use he has, he'll take off the loan. Still you're doing a mitzvah. That's the Machlekes. The Malva Tzorach L'Mashkin K'miflegi. Masova Mitzvah Kovid Shalveyu. Rabbi Akiva holds, I'm doing a mitzvah, the fact I'm lending it to you. And therefore, they're b'shem esachar. You're b'shem esachar on it. But Masav or Reb Yudah, Reb Lezah holds, Lav mitzvah kovet. It's not called doing a mitzvah. Shela nosoy miskaven. They're b'shem echinam. It's only for your own enjoyment that you're doing it. Sratcha says, the only enjoyment means that you're allowed to use this mashkin. So since you're allowed to be mishtamach with the mashkin, it's like your enjoyment. So therefore, you're only called b'shem echinam. It's not called you're getting payment. It's not called a mitzvah. So therefore, since you're doing it for your own sake, therefore you're only a Shrei Mechinam, therefore you're Shrei Mechinam and not more. That's the Machlekes. By regular Shrei Mechinam, everybody agrees, this is far from Rabbi Yosef, put it Rabbi Yosef. But here by a Mashkin, Rabbi Lez holds that the Malva has the right to use the Mashkin. Since you have the right to use it, therefore you're only a Shrei Mechinam. You know what this. Abba Shalom says, Mutel Yodom Lahaske Mashkun Shaloni Leo is Poiches Verlach. If you lent an Oni money, and you took a mashkin back, so the mashkin now you're allowed to rent out, and the money you get, you take away from the choy. Because you're only helping out the Oni, you're making it easy for him. That's called Kameshav Aveda. So Mar says, Omar Rav Chon and Barami, Omar Shmuel, Halocho Kabashoyo, we take a pasma Kabashoyo, and V'yaf Abashoyo lo yomarelo v'moro ufesel v'kardom. He also only said it like by a hatchet or a sword or a hammer. If you rent these things out, you get a lot of good pay for it. But the loss is very small loss. You don't use up a hammer so much. So that's a good deal. So then if you lend money to an Oni and he gave you his hammer for a mashkin, you're allowed to lend out the mashkin. Because by lending it out, you get good pay. You'll be able to deduct it from the loan. And it's not going to be used up so much the hammer. Therefore, that's mutter. Then there are other things. It's like Yotzah Skarav Aseda. Other things you rent out, but it'll be ruined. So you don't gain anything. It's not called Meshav Aveda. You're just ruining it for the Roni. There you will not be allowed to do it. Another Mishnah says, Hamavir Chavis. Mi makam lemakam. If somebody is transporting a barrel from place to place, Bishovra, and it breaks on the way. So you're a transporter, yes, that's your job, to carry the barrel, and while you were carrying it, you tripped and you broke it. So, Bein Shrei Mechinam, Bein Shrei Mesocha Yishovra. Whether you were Shrei Mechinam, whether you're Shrei Mesocha, you have to swear that you did not do it on purpose, you were not a Poshaya, and then you're Potter. In other words, the Tanakam holds that Niskal is an Onus. The fact you tripped, like and fell, you're an Onus. Even Hashem Asachar is potter on oinsin. Therefore, all you have to do is just swear that it wasn't your fault, and you'll be potter. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, Zev Zeh Yishova, true. Both of them swear, but to me, I have a wonder about this. How could we let both of them swear? So Rashi says, Kleimer, Afani Shamati Mirabois like Rabbi Meir. I also learned from my Rebbeim, like Rabbi Meir, that both even Hashem Asachar could swear and free himself. Avu to me ani alzeh, but it bothers me a lot to have a kashrim on this. V'alzehech niftorim v'shvua. How could Hashem Asachar be potter with a shvua? The Gemara first to me. The Gemara will explain what was bothering
Rabbi Eliezer. It's more so like this. Tana Rabbanim goes in a brayso like this. Hamavir chavyes lechaveroi mimokim lemokim. If somebody is transporting barrels of wine for his friend from place to place, that's your job. You're a transporter. That's what you're doing. The shavra, and it breaks now. So we learned in a brayso bein shay mechinam bein shay mesocha yishava divra b'meyo. Even if you're a shay mesocha, you're getting paid for this job. For the mice, you're an honest. It wasn't your fault that you tripped. So now that you tripped and you broke the barrel, you just have to swear to the owner that it happened by accident, and you're potter. Or shay mesocha is potter anointing. Reb Yehuda Weimer, shay mechinam yishava. He holds no, not such a big onus. It's like a psi, it's like korah of the gnev of the aveda. Therefore, or shay mechinam, that's potter on gnev of the aveda, is potter also. Let him swear. But no, say socha yishalim. But if you get paid for it, then lemaisa, this is like gnev of the aveda, and therefore yechayiv. So you can't swear to free yourself, other rabbi yechayiv. Now, Reb Yemishtit says, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Zev Zay Yeshova. He means, I also learned from my Rebbe, like Rabbi Meir, that both of them could swear and free themselves. But the Tremiyani is bothering me. Him Yecholim Zev Zay Yeshova. Is it true that both of them could swear to free themselves? Why? Samur says, what's bothering him? The Chura Lameimro, you mean to tell me that the Sub Rabbi Meir, Niska La Fashayu. Rabbi Meir holds his somebody trips. Here this person that's carrying the bundle, the barrel. If he trips and breaks it, Rabbi Meir holds even a Shay Masachar is potter. That means that Niskal, when you trip, you're not called a Pesheya. You're called an honest. Therefore, you're potter. So is it true? Is that Rabbi Meir holds? For Tanya, we learned, Nishpara Kadoi Veloi Silka. You broke your pitcher. In other words, you were walking and you tripped, and your pitcher broke. Veloi Silka, when you did not pick it up, you didn't clean up the pieces. And no, or else, your camel fell down the middle of the street and you did not pick it up. Rabbi Meir Mechayev Bezekun. Rabbi Meir holds, if somebody comes and trips over it, you're chayev, it's like your boar, you're chayev for it. So why says you're at fault? The Chacham say, potter midin yodim. No, midin yodim your potter. Even though it was your pitcher, you were carrying your pitcher, and you tripped and it broke, and you did not pick it up, still you're potter midin yodim. The Chayev midin Shemayim. Dinah Shemayim, that's Yechayiv, it's called the Goram Yechayiv. So what's the Machlekes now? Bidin Yodim, Yepotter, or Yechayiv? The Kaimelon, we came out, the Gemara Baba Kama, that what is this Machlekes told you in? The Nizkal Pesheya Pligi. Machlekes says, if you trip and you break something, is that called your Pesheya or not? That's the Machlekes Pligi. In other words, Rabbi Meir is the one that says Yechayiv holds that Nizkal is a Pesheya. Therefore, if it falls and breaks, if you don't clean it up, Yechayiv. You're a Pesheya for breaking it. That's a theory now. How could Rabbi Meir say in our Mishnah that even a Shay Mesocher, that's carrying barrel, if he trips and breaks them, he's potter, because it's called an onus. Our Rabbi Meir holds, Niskal is called a Pesheya. If you trip, you're a Pesheya. So it could even be that a Shay Mechinim should also be Chayiv then. It's called a Pesheya. So Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Lozer, brother says, Tavro, it's not sure you have to break this. In other words, Misha Shonazu La Shonazu. Did whoever learn this or not learn this? There's these two dinim of Rameya, Astiras, one to the other. So whoever says now Mishnah that a Shay Masachah could swear to free himself, hold that Niskal is La Pashayu. And that Gemara in Baba Kama over there that says Rameya holds Yechayiv, and the Gemara comes out, the reason is because Niskal is La Pashayah, does not hold like a Sodom and the Yama. So Nechlami, whoever learned this or not learned this? It's like I'm a machloike samaroyim pshatin Rabbi Meir. Now the Yosef Rabbi Yudel and Rabbi Yudel came to say shay mechinam yishav. I understand very good. The shay mechinam could swear Niskal is not a complete pesheya. It's like a gneva of yaveda. Therefore, shay mechinam could swear and free himself. No, you say sacha, but when you get paid for this, yishalim, you have to pay because haikadina vaikadina. As he holds, Niskal is like a mixas pshia. It's like a psi of Gneb of Yaveda. So a Shay Mechinim that's Potter and Gneb of Yaveda is Potter over here. But a Shay Mesocha that's Chayiv and Gneb of Yaveda is also Chayiv, this type of a Niskal. Now, the Yosef Rabbi Eliezer Lameimar, Rabbi Eliezer comes and tells us, in true, Kimarok Rabbi Meir, he also learned like Rabbi Meir, that even a Shay Mesocha could swear and free himself. Well, Niyot Tiniyani, but I have a wonder about this. In Yechalem Zev Zeli Shavah,
How could both swear? In other words, Bishleim Eshoy Mechina Mishtaba. I could understand why Eshoy Mechina could swear and free himself to lay Poshabo. He just has to swear that he was not a Peshaya. Tripping is not called a Peshaya. Therefore, your part that I could understand. El Eshoy Mechachar. But Eshoy Mechachar, Amai Mishtaba. Why can he swear? Ki lay Posha, Na Mishlumei Boi. He also has to pay. That means even if it wasn't a Peshaya, means he's not a Gnevu Aveda. More than that it can't be, else. So since it's like Gnevu Aveda, how could he swear and free himself? That he has to pay. Or Shoy Mesachar has to pay for Gnevu Aveda. See, he owes this much of tripping is for sure like a Shia of Gnev of Aveda. In other words, if you would have watched yourself a little bit better, for sure you wouldn't have fell. So it's upon you why you didn't watch yourself. Sure, I say Mesachar, for sure should be Chayiv. Paita, for Yafilu, Shoy Mechin, Mibin, Shoy Mechin, Nami, Hotayna, B'mokim Modron. That's good, B'mokim Modron. That we say that he should be Potter. Shloi b'mokam modron, mi motzi mishtabot leposho. But it's not a mokam modron, it's not a slanty place. How could he swear and free himself? In other words, if it's not slanty, then it's your fault why you tripped. You should have been more careful. If it's a slanty place, okay, you tried hard, but you still fell. But if the place is flat, of course, then it's your fault why you fell. Turn it over. The place is not plenty though. Rashi says, Vade Pesheyo. That for sure it's your fault. Like if you were to watch yourself here decently, you wouldn't have failed. So my sense you fell, it's your fault why you fell.